82nd Inspection Tour of Iranian Provinces. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was warmly welcomed by tens of thousands of local residents. This is the first time President Ahmadinejad is visiting the newly established Alborz province, located in northwest of the capital Tehran. President Ahmadinejad made the initiative of visiting the country's provinces on a regular basis after he became president in 2005. His visits, which are accompanied by his cabinet members and ministers, aim to get closer to people and help solve their local problems. Meantime, addressing another huge gathering of people in the city, the president reiterated that Iran is ready to hold talks in Istanbul, Brasilia, and Tehran with the P5+1 group. He added that Tehran always welcomes dialogue for cooperation, and if the P5+1 wishes to open doors to cooperation, they should respect the Iranian nation's rights. On Iran's civilian nuclear energy program, he said, despite the fact that Iran has been under intense pressure and sanctions to stop its peaceful nuclear activities, the country has now turned into a nuclear country. Downplaying the effectiveness of sanctions, Ahmadinejad said, the sanctions and pressures have in fact sped up Iran's achievements. Elsewhere, the president said, Iran's progress and advancement in different technological and industrial fields have made the country a role model for the other world nations. He said, the Iranian nation has established intimate relations with the other world countries. The president further underlined the Iranian nation's interest in assisting the other nations, saying today Iranians not only have the responsibility to build their own country, but are taking long strides to help other nations. The public prosecutor of the Iranian city of Tabriz announced on Tuesday that the local court authorized the relatives of German detainees to meet them without delay in less than 24 hours. Musa Khalilullahi said the formal request by relatives of the German detainees were delivered to Tabriz prosecutor's office on Monday, and permission was issued for them to meet the detainees immediately. The prosecutor added that according to Iranian laws, all prisoners have the right to meet their relatives regardless of their nationality. Yet he criticized the Western media for false report that the Iranian officials refused to let the families of German nationals visit them. The two German nationals were detained after they entered Iran on tourist visas, but sought to interview the son and lawyer of Sakineh Mohammadi Oshtiani, a woman convicted of planning and complicity in the murder of her husband. Families of the two detained German nationals arrived in Tabriz on Monday night from Tehran after they met with caretaker of Foreign Ministry, Ali Akbar Salehi, who told them that he arranged the meeting after making necessary coordination with Iran's judicial officials. The German ambassador to Tehran was also present in the meeting of the two German detainees and their relatives. Speaker of Iran's Majlis or the parliament has warned the U.S. and the Zionist regime against their aggressive efforts, saying the two would surely face some minefields. Ali Larijani said after the disgrace and the U.S. brokered talks between the Zionist regime and the Palestinian Authority, certain clumsy measures have been taken by the enemies in Lebanon. Referring to the second anniversary of Israeli war against the Gaza Strip, Larijani said, 2 years of blockades against the oppressed Gazans and the consequent brave resistance of the Palestinians should be a lesson for the West not to play with the fire. Tel Aviv staged an all-out war on the densely populated coastal enclave 3 days before the turn of 2009, leaving more than 1,400 Palestinians dead, including at least 300 children. Nearly 5,000 more people were injured. And now here's a recap of our top stories. President Ahmadinejad is enthusiastically welcomed in the city of Karaj by tens of thousands of fans. The Iranian president reiterates readiness for talks and cooperation with the P5+1 group. Iranian judiciary officials confirm meeting between German detainees and their relatives. Another Palestinian resident of Gaza is killed.